we're all set.
Before we actually start.
Good morning. This is the June 5th meeting of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners. Attorney Sinetti has something to say to you all first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everyone. Before I came on the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners, I was the Chief Executive Officer of the National Shooting Sports Foundation and Chairman of the subgroup called Project Child Safe. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation has declared, in connection with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the Veterans Administration, that this week, June 1st through the 7th, is National Safe Gun Storage Week. And this should be a reminder to everybody to store firearms safely and securely when they're not actually in use. Now, it's the law in Connecticut, number one. But number two, gun owners should be reminded that storing firearms safely and securely is a number one way to prevent accidents, thefts, and suicides. And a lot of times people say, well, my gun is hidden, it's under a cushion, it's on top of a refrigerator. You know, kids are pretty ingenious and they'll find anything in the house. So the number one way to prevent misuse of firearms is locking guns up safely and securely when they're not in use. And there are various ways to do this, gun locks, gun safes, et cetera. And it also bears mentioning that thefts of firearms are the number one way that criminals and unauthorized individuals obtain firearms. There are plenty of strict laws in Connecticut to prevent people from acquiring firearms, but if someone steals one from a legitimate firearms owner, there's a gun in the hands of someone who shouldn't have it. So it's actually in the best interest of gun owners to also lock up their firearms when not in use, because it prevents their possessions from being stolen. So anyway, this is just a reminder to everyone that the safe practices that are well known and can be found on the NSSF's website are important, and it's something that would prevent a lot of the cases we would hear today. So thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Before we begin, I would like to read an introductory statement about just how this meeting will go today. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of 2932B of the Connecticut General Statutes. The responsibility of this board is to hear cases, inquire and determining the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. It may be the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, the facts supported that decision. But it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the decision and order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public, and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a very brief opening statement, with the issuing authority going first and giving a brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testifies, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses, who can be cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, with the burden of proof on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to each party within 20 days. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follows the same practice and do not use the name of any appellants. As required by Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot entertain hearsay evidence or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felony convictions or administrative orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate your permit. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that make noise and go out in the hallway if you need to have a conversation. We will call the roll now of board members. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Attorney Sinetti?
Here.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf?
Here.
Colonel Lewis is not here. Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
And Detective Johnson is not here. And the chair is here. We'll now call the roll call of appellants. These are called by hearing number. So if you don't know your case number, please come forward and get it.
24-183.
Try again. 24-183.
State here. State is here. No appellant?
No, nobody checked in. No.
24-134.
Here.
Appellant is here?
And the state is here.
State is here. 24-151.
State here.
State is here. No appellant.
We don't think he checked in. No.
22-266.
Here.
Appellant is here and state is here. 24-062. Meredith.
Here. Issuing authority.
And appellant.
And appellant? Okay. 24-137. Meriden?
Issuing authority.
Meriden is here. The appellant did not check in.
23-651.
Appellant. Here. Issuing authority.
24-044.
Here.
Appellant.
And Vernon is here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
25-552.
Appellant here.
Issuing here.
24-025.
Here.
Appellant and town. 23-772.
Here.
Appellant.
Appellant and.
Issuing pardon. 23-666. Appellant. Issuing pardon.
All right, thank you. Okay. Everyone who is going to be speaking today needs to be sworn in. So please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.